In the day's other news, a fourth student died of wounds from Tuesday's school shooting in Michigan. Hours later, the suspect, 15-year-old Ethan Crumbley, was charged with murder and terrorism. He was arraigned via video link this afternoon. Authorities said he talked about killing students in a recording Monday night after he had trouble at school.
The schools did have contact with the student the day before and the day of the shooting for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. In fact, the parents were brought in the morning of the shooting and had a face-to-face meeting with the school.
The teen was ordered held without bond. The prosecutor said his parents may also face charges. Published reports today said former President Trump tested positive for COVID 3 days before his first debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden in 2020. That was 6 days before the White House announced he was sick. The reports stem from an account by Mark Meadows, who was then the White House chief of staff. Mr. Trump today called it, quote, fake news. In political transitions, Atlanta City Councilman Andre Dickens will be the new mayor. He won a Tuesday runoff after a campaign dominated by the issues of crime and affordable housing. And Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio became the 19th Democrat to announce that he will retire from the U.S. House of Representatives after next year. He is 74 and was first elected in 1986. Russia has ordered a number of U.S. diplomats to leave the country by January 31st. The move affects U.S. embassy staff who have been in Russia for more than 3 years. It follows a U.S. order for 54 Russian diplomats to go home in the next 6 months. The Women's Pro Tennis Tour, the WTA, is suspending all tournaments in China over concerns about the player Peng Shui. She largely dropped out of view after accusing a former government official of sexual assault. The WTA said today that there is still serious doubt that Peng is safe and free of government coercion. Back in this country, President Biden predicted store shelves will be well stocked for the holidays. And he said that inflation will cool as pandemic disruptions ease. But at a congressional hearing, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said it's not certain that prices will ease in the second half of next year.
We can't act as though we're sure of that. We're not at all sure of that. Inflation has been more persistent and higher than we've expected. And we have to use our policy to address the range of plausible outcomes.
At the same hearing, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen rejected Republican claims that pandemic relief spending has fueled inflation. And on Wall Street, worries about the new COVID variant wiped out early gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 461 points to close at 34,022. The Nasdaq fell 283 points, nearly 2%. The S&P 500 dropped 54. Still to come on the NewsHour, India takes the COVID vaccine door-to-door to prevent a surge from the Omicron variant. Vaccinated Americans voice their frustration with those resisting the shot. A new song lifts the collective voice of the disability community, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.